Check 5.
Teteru, can you please tell us how this applies within a Te Papa context? For instance, what is Te Papa's policy with regard to the display of human remains?
Under Te Papa's collection development policy and Kōiwi Tangata or human remains policy, Te Papa has stated that it will not put human remains on public display. As far as Māori are concerned, their sensitivity around the showing of tupapaku, or the remains of deceased persons, because they have a view that those remains or those deceased persons are deserving of the utmost respect in their journey, if you like, to the afterlife. In a journey that will see them laid to rest so that they can rest in peace. They show any public display of these remains as inconsistent with that very, very deep cultural feeling. If you couple that with the fact that in the history of Māori, there are many, many human remains that have been sent overseas, and they are in the process of, we're in the process of bringing those human remains back. So there's a lot of sensitivities about movements and how these human remains ended up overseas in the first place. So they're making these sorts of connections as well. So there's an experience from Māori that they find difficult to reconcile. They see this human remain in the same context. It should go home. So for them, it's a very, very sensitive issue. They also normally would view the artifacts that go with the human remains as part of that situation, that cultural sensitivity. But I believe in this particular situation, they have focused simply on the tupapaku and want to focus on the deceased remains as the key issue. The other matters or the other artifacts that come with it, they're not so concerned about in this particular situation at this stage.